village bunking. Never know we like you been wanting. Say no more for next days now. Na FNB group savings account. Saving na zero month defeat. Back no charge up a quarter ni fee. Competitive saving rates. Saving best for you bukumo yes. Flexible access yandalama. Mama ATM, mama bangalana. E-wallet yolo bangalana. Asset deposit or drone dalama. For app you can add to remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? No na need ya ma physical meet. For app you charge a boss and my members. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group papa just got better. Saving in a chapa mo just got better. Na FND group savings account. FND group savings account. FND group savings account.
FNB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio. Kapiri Mponshimena Hospital mortuary breaks down. Government commended for restoring normal traffic flow on the 6 to 10 miles stretch of the Lusaka and Dola Road. In African news, the rebels reportedly enter key DR Congo city despite a Trump peace deal. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The mortuary unit at Kapiri Mponshimena District Hospital has broken down. The situation has raised concerns among its community members of Mushimbili area, which lies in the catchment area near the main district hospital. The compressor for the mortuary unit has malfunctioned, forcing bereaved families to ferry the remains of their departed to Urban Clinic Mortuary, which has also reportedly run out of space. And the concerned residents have since appealed to government to consider erecting a cold room for the main district hospital, which they say would be ideal to avoid the perpetual breakdown being experienced. The mortuary compartment at a district hospital was recently repaired on 5th September 2025 after it broke down.
Motorists
and traders at Mungule Market have thanked authorities for restoring normal traffic flow on the 6 to 10 miles stretch of the Lusaka and Dola Road, including the Mungule Junction area, after earlier delays. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, the motorists and traders have thanked government for upgrading the road, noting that the congestion had been slowing down vehicles and exposing traders at Mungule Market to safety risks. They further stated that the improved traffic flow is expected to ease the movement for motorists and enhance the safety for both the road users and marketeers.
Otherwise,
ma connection out in my house. Jay Tianga na uti connection ni ulipire tu traffic flow. Mr. President, thank you.
Ba mene basenze la parodi makamaka na kuona kuti road yakaye na isira fast.
Awe manje damiki la kuba president. Bana vana kushina abantu otkonzera ko road congestion. Ndakwenze magudo ndini business senze ngoku. Awe takondwera.
A resident of Kasompe area in Chingola, Amos Sengamba, has disputed reports that only 10 houses were demolished in the area, claiming that the actual number is 15. Mr. Sengamba described the incident as distressing and inhuman. He appealed to relevant authorities to intervene in the matter, citing the brutal treatment of residents by alleged Zambia Army officers during the demolition. He emphasized that the affected families are struggling to cope with the loss of their homes and belongings, particularly during the rainy season. This is the second demolition on the same piece of land, prompting Mr. Sengamba to call for accountability and measures to prevent similar incidents in the future, as he was once a victim of the same in 2022, in which over 300 houses were demolished after being labeled illegal. Local authorities have condemned the demolition, with Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Agif Tsialubalo, stating that the action lacked a stakeholder engagement and called for the arrest of those responsible.
Especially for the pay, I'm a phone call to say no, for Mana, you know, to shut down society. Officer, I'm about to my so in a Pamunga, Muntumo, Poland, the Kuba, they want to have our affected citizen change. That in the Tero Bulanda Sana, Nok Sakamanok, who want to have the affected Palidelo. This is ranking. Hello, Nesovale to be 15. Savale Salano, Salokovati, the Mirafu Yaman and Sipa Siavo, from the quality of one hour.
President Haga Ndehichilema has called on the United Nations UN to make access to free education a universal right, stating that it is essential for advancing human rights and dignity. The president noted that there is need to work with the UN to make certain provisions universal, among them free education across the world. Speaking at the Human Rights Day celebrations in Lusaka yesterday, President Hichilema emphasized the importance of education in unlocking opportunities and promoting equality, hence the need to make it a universal right. The president reiterated that Zambia is making efforts to promote access to education, which has resulted in re-enrolling 2.3 million children who had dropped out of school due to financial constraints. He noted that this initiative has helped to expand school places and improve education outcomes.
I have been arguing that in order to advance this generation, in the best declaration of human rights, we should move together with the UN to begin to say certain provisions must be universal, such as free education across the world. I will put it on the table. I think these are the things we should start from. I stick my neck on the talking of reconvicts on this man, rather than just singing songs about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. What are we doing in terms? We do many things, but I'm suggesting these are certain things we can do as well.
And speaking earlier, Human Rights Commission Chairperson Pamela Sambo commended government for several significant milestones that have been achieved in recent years. Dr. Sambo cited the repeal of the offense of defamation of the president, abolition of the death penalty, and enactment of human rights-based legislation, such as the access to information.